Welcome to the Maximize Business Value Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition their business on their terms. Our mission was born from the lessons we've learned from over 100 business transactions, which fuels our desire to share our experiences and wisdom so you can succeed. Now here's your host, CEO Mastery Partners, Tom Bronson.
Hi, it's Tom Bronson, and welcome to Maximize Business Value, a podcast for business owners who are passionate about building long-term sustainable value in your business. You know, every business on the planet will eventually transition. That is just a fact of life. Wouldn't you rather transition by design rather than default? Well, if you're a business owner who wants to learn about maximizing the value of your business and then transitioning it on your terms, you found the right place. Welcome. We've been waiting for you. This episode is part of our series on my second book, Maximize Business Value Playbook, 65 Specific Things to dramatically increase the value of your business. Today, we're on chapter 42, one of my favorite chapters. This, by the way, is one of those money chapters. It's examine those growth initiatives. Many small businesses, and dare I say most, maintain flat or they remain flat with little or no growth for many years. For them, the business is about balance. Now, let's face it, growth is a lot of hard work. And if the owner is comfortable with the income the business provides, then why work harder to grow the business? Let me just say it as plainly as possible. A growing business is always more valuable than a flat or declining business. It is always, always, always more valuable than a flat or declining business. Many small business owners don't care about growth because the business has become a lifestyle enterprise. And that means the business exists to support the owner's lifestyle. While there's nothing wrong with that approach on the surface, business owners who treat their business that way usually miss out on building long-term sustainable value and getting a much higher value when they transition their business, because it's coming. One day it's coming. In most industries, businesses trade at a range of a multiple of earnings. For example, let's say a particular industry trades at 3 to 6 times earnings. Businesses that are flat almost always trade on the lower end of that scale. However, businesses that are growing at a reasonable pace when compared to their industry, they trade at the higher end of that scale. Now, I've repeatedly seen that business owners value their businesses on future growth potential of the business rather than past performance. They recognize that there is growth potential, but they've not invested in realizing that potential because it's risky or they just plain are comfortable with where they are. Now, unfortunately, as I've stated throughout this book, buyers value businesses based on past performance, not future growth. And unless the business has some disruptive technology or service, the buyer will have to make investments to realize that future growth, and they won't pay the seller for the possibility. They'll pay the seller for what he did. Even though that they value the business on past performance, what they're actually buying is future cash flow. So business owners with a flat or declining revenue graph for the last 3 years, 3 to 5 years, let's say, need to kick it up into high gear and get that arrow moving up and to the right profitably. My 3 action items this week. Number 1, get serious about developing a solid growth strategy every year, at least 3 years before executing your exit strategy. Number 2, step out of your comfort zone and investigate opportunities for business growth. And number 3, go to masterypartners.com and search the podcast for growth strategies, because there is a wide range. We did a whole series on growth strategies on the podcast. And so if you search growth strategies, you're going to get a bunch of podcasts out of these 202 episodes. Next week, we're going to talk about different kinds of revenue and different kinds of growth. When we talk about, again, one of my favorite things, it's that building recurring revenue. This is the Maximize Business Value Podcast, where we give practical advice to business owners on how to build long-term sustainable value in your business. Wherever you found this podcast, there is another 201 episodes waiting to be downloaded. Like, subscribe, comment. We reply to all of them. Also, if you happen to be listening to this when it first came out in early 2024, then be sure to attend the Business Transitions Summit on May 7th, 2024 at the Schwab headquarters facility in Westlake, Texas. Don't miss this great opportunity to network with business owners that think like you, learn from world-class speakers and workshops, and work on your business rather than in your business. Register today at businesstransitionssummit.com. And by the way, if you'd like a discount code, reach out to me. Be happy to give you one. Until next time, I'm Tom Bronson, reminding you to pick one thing. It doesn't matter what it is. Pick one thing that you can get started on today to dramatically improve the value of your business while you maximize business value.
Thank you for tuning into the Maximize Business Value Podcast with Tom Bronson. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition on their terms. Learn more on how to build long-term sustainable business value and get free value-building tools by visiting our website, www.masterypartners.com. That's master with a Y, masterypartners.com. Check it out.
That was perfect. I wouldn't make any changes on that.